Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The progressive liberal wimpification of Obama's America is well underway, isn't it? Paranoia setting in L.A., where an email deemed not credible by the FBI and the New York City police heads, who also got the same email, is deemed credible by one man. One man, and one man only, the L.A. superintendent of schools, Raymond Cortinez, who apparently has the authority to unilaterally shut down the entire city of Los Angeles school systems, unilaterally, all by himself, no doubt costing that city and the state millions upon millions of dollars. Over 900 schools, public, plus 200 charter schools, 1,100 schools, and the chaos that follows with hundreds of thousands of parents leaving or not going to work at all, and the school superintendent asking businesses across the valley to allow parents off of work to take care of their kids, kids who should have been in school but weren't because of one man who unilaterally decided to shut down the entire system out of what he called an abundance of caution. During the press conference later in the morning, the mayor, uber-liberal and gun-grabbing, un-American Mayor Garcetti in L.A., made it clear that the decision was not his to make. First words out of his mouth. Of course, he followed that by saying he agreed with it, but not before making it clear he didn't make the decision, thereby deflecting the blame right back where it belongs. Immediately on an apparently all-powerful wizard of schools, Raymond Cortinez. Paranoid America, pundits all over the world telling all over TV telling the entire world how scared Americans are, how on edge we are because of the terrorists overseas. I'm going to get some commentary from Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. Lots to talk about. Bob, welcome to the program, brother. What have we seen so far? Balloons popping, scaring kids at the University of South Florida, resulting in over 40 officers from four Florida departments. Several departments, including police chief, sheriff, state police. We got Pop-Tarts getting kids ousted from schools because some goofball teacher, no doubt a liberal wimp, thought it resembled a gun after it was chewed. Microphone stands in Colorado being mistaken for guns, resulting in police perimeters. It's being set up at nightclubs. Star Wars guns on T-shirts getting kids booted out of schools. Imagine how powerful ISIS feels now, Bob.
It's kind of a mess, isn't it? You know, we're sitting here, and I think you may have missed the umbrella at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, a week or so back.
I did. I did miss the umbrella incident, yes.
Yep.
How could I do that?
They had those dangerous bumper shoots, assault right. bumper shoot. I actually have a little bit of sympathy for the L.A. school superintendent. But only a little bit. You know, if your initial reaction is always going to be, we must cancel everything out of an abundance of caution, then you're in the wrong line of work. You know, there was an anonymous email from, I believe, Germany.
Right.
It also went to the New York City schools, which is the largest school district. They did not shut down. They immediately recognize it as a hoax. So, you know, I do believe I heard somewhere that they weren't the only ones. Right. So there were numerous school districts hit with this. The second largest in the entire nation, affecting 1,124 schools, shut down, affecting somewhere between 650 and 700,000 students. And all their parents. So, yeah, I mean, all from an email.
Bob,
pretty effective terrorism right there.
It's incredible. I ask, you know, imagine how powerful ISIS must feel. Trust me, they're watching this stuff in Syria. They see the news, this hysterical American mainstream media coverage, Bob. Listen, not just them, but America's entire list of enemies who just got to watch the U.S. media put on full display the city of L.A.'s tactical response to a supposed threat. You don't think they're paying any attention to that, possibly, do you? See, Mark Furman was on Fox earlier today, and his assessment of that was, I thought, spot on. Maybe it was a hoax. Maybe it was a hoax perpetrated by one of America's enemies, a cell in Germany, who now got to watch on television worldwide our response in Los Angeles to a threat and now knows exactly what to do. Is there any culpability here at all, Bob? At what point does the mainstream media say, you know what? Good Lord, enough of this 24/7 coverage. We need to back off for security's sake. We know nothing's happening. We'll bring you more as we know it and move on to the debates tonight, for example.
Well, I would say yes and no. I will go ahead and tell you right offhand that when we had the Colorado shooting at the PPAC clinic, I'm about 99% convinced that the police were using their public scanners in order to try to drive this guy out, because everybody was, you know, repeating these comments on social media. Mm-hmm. Every action they did, they broadcast over a every action they wanted everyone to know about, they used a public channel, even though they have SWAT teams with private radio channels. So, you know, I think that at some point, your more sophisticated law enforcement organizations actually use the media as a tool. And so they're letting people see what they want them to see. And so there may be some disinformation going on here, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's not lost on me. I was actually listening to the public scanners, as I know you were, during the events unfolding in Colorado. It was quite dramatic listening to some of that scanner traffic. I think I had it on for a couple hours and commented about it here on the program. But it's really sad, Bob. I'll move on to another topic here. This one we had to touch on today because it is the wimpification of America. I've never seen the country like this before. Look, this country's begging for leadership from a real leader who can give America back some of what it really desperately needs, and that's a huge injection of testosterone. This country desperately needs it. Hence why the things Trump says creates the wind under his wings. This is what the establishment just cannot come to grips with yet. Okay, Bob, we have a lot to talk about. We have you for limited time. Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, rabid, un-American, just uber gun-hating freaks over at the CSGV. What are they doing now?
So the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence hates gun owners. They have a habit of calling those of us who know what the Second Amendment was written for insurrectionists, and they use it as a pejorative. And you know, I kind of happily wear that title because that's what the founders were. They're asking their followers to SWAT gun owners anytime that they see somebody in public open carrying in a holster or concealed carrier, and they print. Even though that gun owner is doing nothing at all to indicate criminal activity or criminal intent, they're goading their followers into calling 911. And they want to try to provoke a police response and a confrontation. And they're quite happy about the fact that, yes, this could end up with somebody hurt or killed. They don't care. This is the third time they've pushed this since July that I'm aware of. So we're dealing with some really nasty, vile people. And I hate to tell you, folks, they're sponsored by a lot of your very popular Protestant denominations. And you really ought to probably look at where your money's going when you put your money in the collection plate and make sure that your denomination is not funding this group of psychopaths.
Yeah, psychopaths, putting it mildly. Let me read you this is a Facebook post that you had up at bearingarms.com. You can read this at bearingarms.com. Bob, you just put this out right before you and I talked about coming on the program today. This is fresh column, isn't it?
It is. I just posted that a few minutes ago.
All right, the post from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the rabid un-American gun grabbers over there. We've said it before and we'll say it again. If you see someone carrying a gun in public and have any doubts, any being capitalized about their intentions, call 911 immediately. Never capitalized. Leave yourself or your loved ones at the mercy of loose gun laws that routinely arm individuals with a history of violence. Now, we're talking about state gun laws, not loose gun laws, state laws. I'll give you an example of where I'm at here in Georgia. I openly carry my firearm more than I would prefer to, but at this stage of the game, I'm making a statement. As much as I hate to say that, because I don't believe you carry a gun to make a political statement. I do now, in large measure because of what I do for a living. I do put my money where my mouth is, and I do carry my gun openly. I have never had anyone ever say anything to me other than thank you for exercising your rights. That was just a couple weeks back in a Home Depot, when I was in Home Depot, looking for a part for a broken toilet with my kids, by the way. And, of course, that wound up into about a 10-minute conversation in the Home Depot. We'll tell you more about the Coalition Stop Gun Violence and their attacks against you, un-American attacks against you, and what it means and what it could result in. Then we'll talk some more about some of the other cool stuff going on that Bob's writing about at BearingArms.com. We'll be back right after this with Bob Owens.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, take a listen again to what the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the rabid, rabid un-American gun haters over at CSGV is asking you today. Well, we've said it before and we'll say it again. If you see someone carrying a gun in public and have any doubts about their intentions, call 911 immediately. Never leave yourself or your loved ones at the mercy of loose gun laws that routinely arm individuals with a history of violence. They don't get to determine what loose gun laws are. State legislatures get to determine what gun laws are, not the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Open carry is lawful, by the way, in 95? It's legal in 45 of 50 states. 45 of 50 states. It soon will be in Florida. I have no doubt about that. I'm talking with Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. Bob, you wrote about this today. Let's take a listen to some of these comments from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence as the Facebook thread expanded, shall we?
Absolutely. We've got some interesting ones going. I mean, I think what bugs me the most is just the utter flippancy that these folks have for human life of people who have a different opinion than they do. Every once in a while I'll sit here and I will look through, since this is Facebook, I'll click on the Facebook ID of some of these people who are leaving these comments, and I'll take a peek. And some of these folks are just, they come across as normal to on the outside, but they are very vicious on the inside.
Here's a couple. For those saying 911 operators ignore them, that didn't happen to me when I called them regarding someone with a gun in my local Kroger store, someone with a gun who was shopping, no doubt, in a local Kroger store. And Coalition to Stop Gun Violence says they will respond. Call. And then a couple of comments down. They will respond to the call, legal or not, particularly in the wake of what happened in Colorado Springs. Make the call. Let law enforcement sort out the good guys from the bad guys. And then as they go farther, there's one here from a Karen Stafko. Take a listen to this comment. It's upsetting. Also, make sure that before you call 911 that the gun is actually a gun and not a phone, stick, or toy. Be especially careful about making this distinction when the person carrying the whatever it is a person of color, as the responders will most certainly be armed, and some of them, unfortunately, probably should not be. So be careful if that person's black, because cops might shoot that person. Here's the deal, Bob. You and I both know it. The un-Americans at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence are desperately trying to get you hurt. Are they not? This is intentional.
That is their explicit intention. But they want to make sure that it's the white gun owner
right. That
is harassed and shot. They are very careful here, as Karen Stafko notes, make sure that these stupid cops, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that these stupid cops don't go in guns blazing and kill somebody we don't want killed. Let's just focus them on the law-abiding gun owner.
Let's just assume that was a response they would expect. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is egging on the calling, regardless. So clearly there's intent here. Now, is something going to happen? I don't know. The time has come to marginalize these kooks. They're a very, very small percentage. This is not something that happens on a widespread basis across the country. It's obvious to any clear-thinking individual who doesn't suffer from progressive liberal disease, gun-grabbing, un-American disease, that the guy with his kids and his wife with the gun openly carried, if he chooses to openly carry under his state law, lawfully doing so, picking beans off of a shelf, is not the guy who's going to. This is absolute insanity, and I almost hate to bring attention to these lunatics. But when they do this publicly, we do have to respond. If we fail to respond, then they win, and we will never let that happen. The problem that they have is we have a Second Amendment, Bob. They don't like it. We're not trying to add anything to the Constitution. The un-Americans are trying to take something away. I know you're on limited time. What else are you covering for us at BearingArms.com?
Oh, what else do we have going? We've got all sorts of fun things going. We did discuss the little incident in Los Angeles this morning. Probably the most disgusting thing I'm dealing with now is a officer-involved shooting in Paradise, California, where a guy, drunk driver, flipped a car, and as he was crawling out of it, a cop walked up, pulled his gun, shot him in the neck, and paralyzed him, and then didn't say anything to the other responding officers and let this dude in his car for 11 minutes before he finally said, oh, yeah, I might have discharged my weapon.
Dash cam footage? I mean, I'm looking at the piece you've written here. I haven't had time to get into this yet. Other material's been coming at me all day.
Okay. Dash cam footage. His hands were absolutely empty. He was lifting himself out of an overturned vehicle when the cop just calmly drew, extended, fired, and reholstered.
Was this a chase? Was the cop's adrenaline up? What do we know? What do we know?
There was no discernible chase. The cop saw this guy go by with his lights off at night, and before the cop could catch up with him, he already flipped the vehicle.
Okay, you've got the dash cam footage in its entirety up on your page, is that right?
I have the dash cam footage from the start of the chase until well after the chase was over, 6.5 minutes of it.
Okay, good. I'm going to have to take a look at that. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. This stuff is, you know, the materials, the gun grabbers, the un-Americans have stuff coming at us faster than we can keep up with. What are your thoughts as we head now? Well, I don't think I've had a chance to talk to you, or maybe I have. I'll ask it again. Obama's dopey speech from the Oval Office a few days back. What'd you take away from that?
He's desperate. He's irrelevant, and he knows it.
Yeah, that's a great assessment. I think you're right. I've been saying that really since the press conference in Turkey, when the entire planet got to see the emperor with no clothes. I think his calls for more gun control now are really just to try to keep himself relevant, because he feels, as most of the Democrat socialists do, the un-Americans who want to take away your freedoms and your rights, they're on that same bandwagon. They're all harping on guns. No national election, to my knowledge, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, has ever been won on a gun control platform. Or is that right?
And I don't expect to see that in 2016. And it's very interesting that they're trying to make it run that way.
Yeah, you've been very vocal about that. To my knowledge, there's never been a national election won on gun control. So, hey, Bob, I know you've got to fly. We'll go ahead and close this segment out with you. Thank you for being here on very short notice. We appreciate it very much. And everything you do, Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Boy, oh, boy, it's enough to anger you. Bob's got his finger on the pulse over at BearingArms.com. If you're not reading his material, please do. You know, Bob is one of those go-to sources. We talk on a fairly regular basis off air about some of this material coming at us, and it's always fun to see what he's got popping up, because he does have his finger on the pulse. He gets some of this inside information and has stories like this. I was unaware of the office, the title of his column, as a matter of fact, is Officer Shoots Wreck Survivor Doesn't Tell Anyone Escapes Charges, and that posted today. So, regardless of when you're listening to the program, whether you're picking it up later in the day or on a podcast, whatever it may be, Bob's material is very timely. But he's got, geez, oh Pete, article after article after article, day after day after day. And we thank him for the work that he's doing, keeping this issue at the forefront. If we don't do it, the enemies of freedom will win, because they've got free reign of the media, baby. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I'll be talking to George the Mad Ogre Hill. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, back in these Crossbreed Holster studios. How you doing today? What a great day. And thanks again to Bob Owens for jumping on the air with us. He has got so much material to digest. It's impossible, and he does just an amazing job. The journalist at BearingArms.com, Bob, the head editor over there, just doing a wonderful job, and we thank him for that, and we appreciate him being here. The previous spot, as we were returning from the break, USCCA on air. I talk about it a lot. A couple things I want to mention to you about the USCCA real fast before we go to the phones, where look what the cat drug in. George Hill's on our lines, the Mad Ogre. We'll go to my firearms analyst, one of America's greatest gun experts and blogger, right after this. But first, visit USCCA on air. Activate your USCCA membership right now for your chance to win today's gun and a shot to win your personal stockpile of free ammo for life. I love that in the same sentence. Free ammo and life in the same sentence is a beautiful thing. 7 hours, 25 minutes, and 1 second from right now to activate a USCCA membership. That puts you in the running for today's gun giveaway. And today's gun giveaway is huge. It's a Kimber 1911 Tactical Ultra. $1,317 MSRP. $1,317. You dopey liberals. That means manufacturer's suggested retail price. You will win it. You'll win that gun. You'll win a check for that gun. It will be sent to you to purchase that gun. Your name goes in the running for winning free ammo for life. Also, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association's CCW Expo for 2016 is being held in Atlanta, Georgia, not far from these Crossbreed Holster studios. I'll have more information on that as the week progresses. And, of course, after the holidays, we'll have some spots up to inform you of some of that. But it's an awful lot of fun. It's the only show in the country dedicated to you and your lifestyle. Everything is concealed carry related. There's even a fashion show. I emcee it, and it's a blast on Saturday evening. And it will be held down at the Convention Center right next to the airport in Atlanta, Georgia. More information on all of that when we come back from the next break. I'll give you the website. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, you're on our lines. Thanks for calling in, brother. I do appreciate it very much. How are you in Ogre Land?
Absolutely magnificent. It's a beautiful day. It's warm. It's sunny. And I'm not in Utah getting buried in snow. So I'm very happy about that. Also bought a couple AR-15 lower receivers, and I've been planning and plotting and finding how can I build these guns to be as scary of a ghost gun as possible. I don't know. I'm having fun planning on that.
What, you mean you're going to build a scary gun? Oh, that's going to frighten some people.
Oh, dear. Yes, yeah. Well, it's something I like to do from time to time, as you well know. But, yeah, Bob Owens made some great points, you know, with the liberals wanting people to call the police if they see somebody that's carrying a gun. Let me tell you something real quick. I had a situation where I was carrying concealed and it got exposed when a gust of wind lifted up the tails of my jacket, and a couple co-eds from Utah State University saw that I was packing heat. I was at the Hogle Zoo, and I had my carry permit, and they, you know, the girl saw that gun, and one girl freaked out, oh, that guy's got a gun. The other girl said, oh, he's okay, he's got a holster. So if you're trying to decide whether or not somebody should have the police called on him, is the gun in the holster, yes or no? If the gun's not in the holster, there might be a problem, call the cops. If the gun is in a holster, he's probably just fine and wants to go about his business. So that's,
well, you've just opened up a can of worms here. That's a show. We're going to carry that. You know, George, I think I might have to have that carry discussion with you. There's a lot of different people carry guns in a lot of different ways. In fact, the requirement to be in a holster was removed from Georgia law because there are certain ways to carry pockets. Some people carry in pockets and other things. So there are a lot of different ways, but that's a great discussion to have. Talk about a provocative conversation. We might even have to get Pincus in on that one. That could be, ooh, really fun.
So well, I don't I'll have let enough to over.
No, but yeah, we'll do that. We'll carry that conversation over to the Monster Show on Sunday. I think that's worthy of discussion. One thing I'd like to point out about the un-American gun grabbers over there making these calls, here's something that we live in the real world. These people live in cyber world. They live in phony la-la land. They live in unicorn-farting fairy dust la-la land. And we need to make it very, very clear.
And they're surrounded by people that don't disagree with them.
Exactly. So these are their little Facebook friends. These are cyber pals. This isn't real life. I shop at Publix and I shop at Kroger's, and I carry openly all the time. I do it all the time. And I will absolutely admit to you today that I do now carry from time to time to make a political statement. It is, in fact, because of what I do for a living. It is, in fact, because of what I write about for a living, the books I've written, the radio shows I host, and a number of other different reasons. But when the enemies of freedom are coming at us with their friends in the media, today I do make a statement. And I'm proud of that, and I make no bones about that. But I carried, I'll give you an example, George. I was at the Publix. To those of you who are in different areas of the country, Publix is a large and very popular award-winning grocery chain down south based out of Lakeland, Florida, and is very prevalent throughout the southern states, particularly Florida and Georgia.
With a fantastic meat selection, yes.
Oh, they do have a really good meat selection. In fact, I'm going to go pick up a couple pieces of fish and some steaks after I depart the studios and en route to home. But I will tell you this. Yes. That I carry in Publix on a regular basis. Last night I was in there picking up some things. I had to get those little 8-ounce Coke bottles, those little 8-ounce Diet Coke bottles and a couple Sprite bottles and some real Coke bottles for my kids. And I was, I was leaving, the young kid says, sir, would you like me to take the basket out for you and help you out? I said, that's okay. He goes, I have time. I said, sure, why not? So he does. My gun is exposed. We're walking out to the truck. He's talking to me about his gun and about the guns that he owns and the guns that, that I was carrying. And so if this is the young kid pulling the, he thanked me for making a statement. Thank you for carrying that. They're really coming after us. I mean, this kid couldn't have been more than 17 years old. And he gets it. That, you know, that's why I say the lunatic fringe, they don't live in the real world. They live in cyber world. In the real world, in Georgia, in a state where we're free, or a state in Arizona, or for that matter, many, many other states, the large majority of states, it's not a big deal. It's not an issue. It's only an issue to the un-American freaks. And I'll leave it at that. George, you want to comment? Go ahead.
Well, I just want to ask you, were you wearing a holster?
Of course I was wearing a holster. I absolutely had a holster on. Yes, I had a pair of jeans, by the way. Listen, I had a pair of jeans, shirt tucked in, holster, holes in my jeans, had a Stetson hat on, was carrying a cell phone, stuck it in my back pocket, went in and got some food and some drinks, and came back out. And it, no one bats an eyelid. Young girl, 17 years old at the cash register or thereabouts. Families behind me. Everybody's as cheery as the day is long. We're talking about the holidays. Nobody cares. The only people who care are these dopey gun grabbers in cyber world. George, it's time these people become marginalized, and it's our responsibility to do it. I almost hate talking about them, but somebody's going to get killed.
The pajama boy drinking his latte, sitting on his bed at home, his opinion has... I don't care what his opinion is on anything. Nothing. So why people take these guys seriously, I have no idea. There's their opinions about whether or not I should be able to protect my family. I'm sorry. He has no valid opinion on how I live my life. I'm a libertarian. I'm a rabid libertarian.
George, the fact of the matter is you do not have a right not to be offended. That's a fact in America.
That's exactly right.
Look, we've had the discussion. This opens up a can of worms. We've had the discussion about the tactical advantages to concealed carry, and I absolutely agree with that. Concealed carry is absolutely the number one choice to make. As I said, because of what I do, I am making a statement. It's very important that we make that statement in areas that we can. If you choose not to, I completely understand that and I accept that. I would advise you not to. I would advise you to carry concealed from a tactical standpoint. However, I've changed my tune. And when we come back, we'll continue the discussion. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back with George the Mad Ogre Hill right after this, otherwise known as the Blog Father. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. It's the safest radio station in America. That much I can promise you. I wanted to give you the website to the Concealed Carry Expo for the 2016. Believe me, it's coming up quick. I know somebody's saying, man, come on, we got to get through Christmas first. You're right, we do. But I'm going to tell you, like that, it's going to be upon us. April 29th through May 1st, May Day of 2016, this is open to the public, is the Concealed Carry Expo. You can visit concealedcarryexpo.com for all the information. Want to be an exhibitor? The information's there. Want to find out how to get there? The information is there. Want to find out the show hours? The information is there. I will be emceeing again. I may be a little presumptuous there. I haven't been asked. I hope I am. To emcee this year's Concealed Carry Fashion Show, which was a huge hit and a success last year for the first annual one. Just a tremendous amount of fun. This is a show dedicated to you and your lifestyle. Some great speakers will be there. Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman is going to be there. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark will be the keynote speaker. Of course, Tim Schmidt will be there. Dave Young is a seminar presenter. He'll be there. Beth Alcazar, you've heard her on this program before. She's great. She's the head over there at Pacifiers and Peacemakers. Really good. She's a blogger and a featured writer in Concealed Carry Magazine and everything else. Some of the sponsors include FNH, Glock, Carr Arms, Springfield Armory, Klinger Holsters, Crossbreed Holsters, of course, Walther, Nickel and Lace. So this is the real deal. Now, just to give you a quick info, it's being held at the Georgia International Convention Center, 2000 Convention Center Concourse in Atlanta, just south of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. You can't miss it. It's right there at the convention center. If you want to stay, you got to check with the hotel there at the Marriott and do it quick, because those rooms will book fast. People come from all, particularly the exhibitors, come from all over the country to attend this. But this is a major metropolitan area with an airport hub, with one of the largest airport in the world, and a hub for Delta. There's a direct flight coming into this area from just about anywhere in the nation, so it will be crowded. Make sure to visit concealedcarryexpo.com. It's all right there for you. George, welcome back to the show. What are your thoughts on the wimpification? I know you didn't hear it, but I talked about the liberal wimpification of America, where a school superintendent can unilaterally shut down 1,100-plus schools, causing economic chaos in Los Angeles because of an email bomb threat that the FBI told him was not deemed credible. What do you make of this in Obama's America, George, when this can happen?
Well, nobody wants to be responsible if something happens. It's all about that liability. So this guy being cautious, you know, I can't blame him too much, but if the FBI says, hey, this threat is not credible, maybe he went across the line. You know, I'm one of those guys that will err on the side of caution, but this seems like it was a little bit too far.
Yeah, George, I know you very well, and I know you wouldn't shut down the entire school system in Los Angeles because of an email threat. Now, you have with a law enforcement background who did work with in conjunction with the FBI and law enforcement, who told you it wasn't a threat. I know you wouldn't be closing it. Look, I have kids. I'm all about the caution for the kids. But at some point in time, George, we've got to draw the line. And the wimpification of America is terrible. We're talking about mic stands in Colorado. We're talking about boneheads and un-Americans calling, swatting their fellow citizens who are shopping in a Kroger's for the sole purpose, by the way, of getting someone hurt. That is the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence's end game, is that somebody, a law-abiding citizen, gets hurt. That's what they're looking to do. Make no mistake. They'll deny it, but there's no other logical explanation for it. George,
that's exactly right.
No, it's true. And somebody, you know, fortunately, this isn't a big deal. It's not going to happen. It's not a movement. As much as they like to try it, they don't have the support that they like to think they have. George, police are investigating a mass cell phone buy. I like to talk about stupid things from time to time, okay? Here's one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was watching, I believe it was a rerun of Megyn Kelly back about 3 o'clock in the morning a couple weeks back. When the story was breaking that the jihadi terrorists, the Muslim terrorists in San Bernardino had a $28,000 deposit in their checking account days before they committed their act of jihad and martyred themselves at the hands of responding law enforcement. And I made it very clear when I heard Megyn Kelly say, we need to be careful. She said something along the lines, we need to be careful. We don't know if this was a legitimate loan of some sort, maybe a mortgage. I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? No Muslim jihadi is borrowing legitimate money to fix his granite countertops and to give his IED factory a better curb appeal days before committing jihad. Of course this money was related to terror. It's as obvious as the day is long. I don't want to give anybody the benefit of the doubt, particularly in today's day and age. I follow up with a story about cops looking into purchases of large quantities of cell phones made at several Missouri Walmarts. Did you hear about this, George?
I did. Here's something. You know, I just did a quick search, and I found a lot of 100 AT&T prepaid Go phones for $169 on Amazon.com. These things, people buy them and sell them and throw them away. They use them. I don't think this is any sort of thing to really get worried about.
How about when you combine that with the combination of 48 propane canisters missing during that same time frame? Is this see something, say something, or is this just mass hysteria? I'm asking because I don't know the answer. I want to get your perspective on it.
Well, he should be buying 48 bags of charcoal. I don't know what he's doing with propane. But if he's going to be doing something nefarious, just buying something is not probable cause, in my opinion.
We live in a free society.
Yeah, we do. So if you're adding things up, okay, the same group is buying a bunch of propane canisters. The same group is buying a bunch of prepaid cell phones. This guy is renting U-Haul trucks. This guy is, you know, all of a sudden when you add things up, okay, all of a sudden here we see pattern. We got pattern recognition going on. Something's going on. Let's look into it. But a guy just buying prepaid cell phones, maybe he's trying to stock his store. You know, I'm not.
Well, now there was, I don't know. Now, see, we can dig deeper into this. If you look deeper into the story, there was a series of purchases, large purchases made at multiple locations during the time frame that these propane canisters were also stolen.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, this is something that definitely needs to be looked into. This is different than somebody chewing a Pop-Tart into what a dopey liberal professor says, oh, well,
right.
Or teacher says, that looks like a gun. The kid's chewing the corner off of a Pop-Tart for crying out loud. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a huge difference here, George, but we cannot give up our liberties and our freedoms because of criminal activity. We do not give up our gun rights and our constitutional rights because of the actions of Muslim jihadis.
Exactly. That's why we can't buy Robitussin DM over the counter anymore. You know, the best, most effective cough syrup when I get a cough. You know, I can't go to the to Rite Aid or Walgreens and just buy some over the counter. I have to talk to the pharmacist. I have to show my ID like I'm a criminal, like I'm buying something, you know, nefarious just because I want to suppress a cough. This is ridiculous. We've given up so much. It's time to stop giving up. Buying Robitussin DM doesn't mean I'm going to go home and make crack or meth or whatever it is you do.
No, I think it's purple drank. Isn't it what it's what Trayvon Martin was trying to mix up that night. But the media doesn't want to tell you that. Yeah. They told you he had an Arizona iced tea. He didn't have Arizona iced tea. He had an Arizona watermelon beverage. And the watermelon beverage they don't like to tell you about mixed up with the candy and the cough medicine made purple drank. But they don't want to tell you that stuff. So we'll tell you that stuff here because it's fun. Hey, George, I appreciate the call, brother. We're getting ready to end today's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. I'm sure we'll hear from you later in the week. Thank you for calling in. You know you're welcome to call in. Always love the conversation. Have some hardware to talk to you about, too, as we get closer to Christmas and people want to start making some decisions on what guns to buy. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, madogre.com. Thanks, George, for calling. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave in your club, ever. I'll see you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.